On everybody, and welcome to the August 2019 Investors Digest Market Update or the Investors Journey Market Update, depending on how you're tuning into this. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. This is an update that I put together every month about what's going on in the local market in San Antonio. So if you're seeing this on YouTube or listening to it on podcast, we have a newsletter that I suggest you go over to our website at primehomes.com and click on the Investors Digest and subscribe to where you will get a copy, a PDF copy of all these slides and the link to the video recording so you can watch this every single month. And if you are turning into it via the Investors Digest subscription, please go over to wherever you get your podcasts and check out our podcast that we put together called Investor's Journey. We've got a lot of good reviews, and it's something where Jonathan, my business partner, puts tips and tricks and things that we're learning in our business as we go through our end journey as investors, hence the name Investor's Journey. But anyways, we'll go ahead and kind of get into this. Oh, one more thing. Every year we hold a charity golf tournament. We're co-sponsors with the brokerage that I'm a part of, Stepstone Realty. It is actually held September 14th. I highly suggest everybody head to blacksheepopen.com and check it out. It's $300 for a team. It's a scramble format. So if you can play putt-putt, you can play in a scramble tournament for a golf course. It's a full day of fun. The entry fee includes all the your cart, your entry fee, games, prizes, banquet, food. It's a full day of fun, and all proceeds go to Homes for Our Troops, which is a charity that builds adaptive homes for our wounded veterans that might need something a little different than what your custom-built home is nowadays. So please check over if you're a golfer, if you're not a golfer, or you want to volunteer, you want to join, please head over to blacksheepopen.com and check it out. You can also check it out on Facebook as well. And you have to bear with me here, is I have a little bit of a cold. So if I kind of pause for a second, that might be why. But the numbers overview for the June through August. So depending on where I get the information, depends on how quickly some of this stuff gets updated. But the July average sales price was $277,000, which was a 5.8% increase year over year. Median sales price sank a little bit from last month, which was an all-time high, back down to $226,900, but it's still a 4.1% increase year over year. So year over year, things are still coming up, but we are starting to head into the cooler months, down into where real estate starts to cool off a little bit, months inventory start to rise some, and prices tend to stable off a little bit. Total sales was just shy of 3,400, which was a 3.7% increase year over year. We had a huge jump in the average rental price here in San Antonio of up to $1,558, and that was a 5.1% increase year over year. Historically, the last several months, that's hovering about 1 to 2%, an occasional 3%. This is the first time that since I've been doing this for the past 2.5, almost 3 years, that I remember ever seeing a rental price increase by 5% year over year. So that's fantastic if you are a landlord. Employment. Now, employment is something that's always going to be lag a little bit because I get it straight from the government and they are notorious for not getting things out on time. But the employment here in San Antonio was at 1.16 million, and that is a just shy of 1% increase year over year. And we lost about 4,100 jobs from the previous month. Not really worried about that small a job loss because we are still increasing year over year at a steady unemployment rate. And I like what this one thing I like about San Antonio is we never get too high as far as employment increase, but we never really dip too low where some of the big places like Dallas or Austin or Houston, they might increase 2-3% year over year, but they also pull back in recessions and fall a little further than San Antonio area typically does. Unemployment is sitting at a 3.19%, which is fantastic. It's below the Texas average and below the national average, and it's 0.62% increase from the previous month. Now, typically, if I was seeing something over a 0.5% increase, I would be a little worried, especially if that trend starts to continue. But since we were down at the record lowest that it's ever been recorded in the past 20 years, I'm not too worried about a 0.6% increase from the previous month. The months of inventory for August. Now, this is something that is accurate. This is something that I pull myself from downloading all the data from the MLS, separating it out into zip codes, price ranges, and determining what the month of inventory is. If this is your first time, and a refresher for those that are you returning, the months of inventory is what we really use in the investment world to gauge the health of the market if we're in a buyer or a seller market. 6 months of inventory is considered your balanced market. Anytime that number drops below 6 months, that's really mean we're entering into more of a seller's market, where the seller has a little more negotiating power because there's just not enough inventory. It's kind of the supply and demand equilibrium is six. And anytime you drop below six, that means there's more buyers and not enough homes. And why it's called month inventory is because if no new homes got listed on the MLS and the same pace of absorption and home sales continued, we would buy every single house or not be a single house left in the San Antonio area in 3.3 months. Now, this is a 0.11 month decrease from the previous month. So it's raised a little bit or dropped a little bit, but that's kind of seasonal because there are typically a little less sales than there were the month before. And we're heading into the school year and everyone tries to get that house at the beginning of summer. So that's why you typically see sales volume start to decrease a little bit and the median sales price start to fall back, is because we're in leaving the seller season of it. So that's what month of inventory is. The lower that number gets, that below six, is the stronger the seller market we're really in. So we've been in a seller market for quite some time, and we love to see those lower markets because that means prices are typically going to appreciate at a faster rate than normal because the houses are going under contract faster and for higher prices. So anytime you see that month's inventory number, keep that 6 months as a baseline of your equilibrium from supply and demand. Anytime we drop below that, it's a seller market. Anytime it gets above that, a little more in a buyer market because there's a little more inventory to choose from and buyers have more choices. That kind of comes in important here as we get into some of the later slides, and you'll see why. Median sales prices. You can kind of see how this chart's over since June 2010, from back when I got the data, and that's kind of really when real estate prices kind of bottomed out down here after the last recession that we had. And what you're looking at is the real estate cycles. Up in the summer, down in the winter. Up in the summer, down in the winter. So that's where I'm saying we were down in the winter. We took off in the summer. We beat the previous month like we have the last 7-8 years. And now we've kind of tipped off and we're starting to fall down a little bit. And that's just seasonally that's typical for this time of year. And I'm not too worried about it. But I want to show people that what these selling seasons are. You're always going to have a little bit of a price jump here in December. In January is typically your lowest point of the year. So kind of keep that stuff in mind is when you're buying your inventory, when you want to try to get things on the market to kind of get that highest next price point. Rents follow pretty much the same thing. Not quite as big a jump, but we have high in the summer, low in the winter, high in the summer, low in the winter. So you can see how we've really kind of dipped down a little bit, and now we've shot back up to that 1558 or whichever it was. So now I would expect this to kind of start planing off and going down. What I really use this is I structure all of my leases for our rental properties. Right now we have a property getting ready to go on the market. I'm only going to make that thing for a 8-month lease, because I want that to end, or 8, 9 months, whatever it's going to be, because I want those to end right at the April timeframe, towards the beginning of April, end of April, whatever it may be, because I want to catch that next selling season where if I have a tenant that moves out, I want to be able to push my rents to whatever the current market rent is to make it a little easier to increase my cash flow. So all of our leases, and you're the landlord, you can make a lease for whatever you want, 15 months, 7 months, 3 months, 24 months. Definitely done like a 19-month lease previously because she wanted to stay well qualified, and we just left her in the lease. But it got me, because I rented it in December and I hated renting it. Took much longer to rent it right there at the bottom of the cold months. So I wanted to get that back on that April timeframe because we had a tenant leave in the middle of their lease. So definitely something to keep in mind as your landlord and pick up rental properties and how to structure them. 20-year unemployment. Now, this is where I was saying we hit the lowest recorded point at the 2.59 or whatever it was. So that's why I was not worried about it jumping up for a almost or over half a percent in a single month. Where I would start being worried if that tends to continue, because you can see how fast once it starts going up, how fast that unemployment rate can really shoot up in just a couple months. So that's when that's what I'm looking for, that I would start to be worried what's going on, trying to figure out how contained this is to see if it's going to start affecting real estate prices. Because if people are losing their jobs, that means there's less liquidity in the market, meaning that if they don't have a job, they can't get mortgages. So that means buyers are not able to qualify anymore. So that might roll over to real estate prices going forward. Year-over-year appreciation. Put this on here because it really just goes to show that what real estate has really done and where we're kind of at. Total average from when I got it in June 11th to July 19th, we've averaged 5.1% year-over-year appreciation. Now, this is trending down. You can see the 12-month average is at 4.6. This actually dropped 0.2 from the last month. So you can see coming out of this last recession, we were hitting nines and tens for quite some time. But we hit our last high spot right there in 2015. And since then, we've kind of started this downward trend where prices aren't falling, but they're not appreciating anywhere near as fast as they have been in the past. So I think what really hit in there is starting to hit a lot of affordability issues when housing is rising 5% a year, 4% a year, some areas even higher than that. You'll see some of these later slides how high some of these prices have gotten in the last couple of years. You're hitting affordability issues because people aren't making as much money as they previously had. So I wanted to kind of point that out, that we are slowing down the pricing, but I think it's more due to the fact that we aren't getting as big a wage increases as we have been in the past, so people aren't able to afford their homes. So now the most popular portion, where to market to find, if you're looking for your houses, where do you want to market to find the best chance to get the highest appreciation and the best cash flow or rents and value increases over time? Break it down two separate ways. First, I do it by price range. Now this is where that month's inventory I told you really kind of comes into play. As remember that 6 months is that baseline. Anything below 6 months, we're in a strong seller's market. Anything above it, you're in a buyer's market. Got a little more negotiating power, more choices to choose from, so you might be able to get a few more concessions and more repairs out of somebody looking to sell their home. So our bulk of our inventory here in San Antonio is sold in that 150 to 250 range. Now this has shifted since the last couple years I've been doing this. It used to be the 100 to 200 range, but since pricing has really increased due to these low months of inventory and a lot of people entering the market here, it has now shifted to the 150 to 250. But that is a lot of homes. One third of our inventory is sold in that price range. That's why for us and our business, we love buying rental properties that are in this 100 to 150 price point and doing renovations in the sub 250 market. Because when I put something on the market, I know there's a very strong demand for those houses. And if I'm buying it and I have to wait 3, 4, 5 months to get that thing turned around and sold, chances are that prices have increased due to these low month of inventory in the market. So definitely keep that in mind. Now there's nothing to say there's nothing bad about renovating up at these higher price points, because you can get increased margins. Say 10%, I'd rather make 15% on $400,000 than 15% on $200,000. But it's something you do need bigger margins and need to take into account, because the month's inventory is higher. There's less buyers buying at that price point. So you need to understand that you need a bigger margin and expect that you might have to hold this property a little longer because it's going to take longer to sell. Now, I also do it by a zip code. So where's the best zip code with the lowest months of inventory? And right now it's 78239, 250, and 109 are the top three. And now, since I've been doing this, I can go back 2 years and show you these low months of inventory, what it really means over a period of time. So you can see the average sales price in August 2017 was $175 for the 239 zip code, and now is up $15,000 to $190. So now if you're buying a rental property in that zip code, you now potentially have $15,000 more in equity that you did not have before. And I attribute that to these low months of inventory. And some of these zip codes are very large. 78250 is on the northwest side of San Antonio, is a huge zip code, and this thing appreciated roughly 26,000 in just 2 years. So we have a rental property over there because we know this zip code is a very hot area. That's where there were a lot of affordable housing, and now it's getting really bid up because a lot of people want to live in that area and there's not as many people selling the home. So definitely keep that in mind when you're tailing around your marketing and where you're wanting to target for rental properties and renovations. Now, the caveat to that, where's the highest month's inventory? And it's no surprise to see a lot of these being at the 400s, 700s, and the higher price points as far as the average sales price. I'm a little shocked that some of these are still in the 200s. Typically, that's not very common, but when I look at these zip codes, 78006, this is, or no, wrong one, 78202, 210 and 204 are all downtown neighborhoods. So it's no surprise to see some of these zip codes having high months of inventory because there are a lot of inventory because these are very old homes, typically built early 1900s and need heavy, heavy, heavy renovations to them. So a lot of people are dumping their properties that they've held for very long periods of time that are pushing that average sales price up. But remember that 6 months of inventory is meaning if you're in this price point, you're going to have a lot of competition. So use this in a sense that you need to put more money into the property to make sure you're not stuck on the market. Where best places you get your return, your bedrooms and baths, pictures, staging, landscaping, to really do a great impression for this home. We actually just listed something this last month. That was at the $350,000 price point, and it was in the downtown zip code. And we were really worried. We were looking at a lot of inventory sitting in the market for a very long time. And we're like, man, I hope we don't hold this thing for 3, 4, 5 months. We staged it, put extra money into it, did a really bang out job with that picture. We did all the landscaping, put fresh sod everywhere, went down there every other day, watering it in the heat of the summer, put it on the market. Within the first weekend, had 3 offers, and it appraised where we needed it to and sold very well. So because we went the extra mile, I actually had a realtor ask me how we got it sold so quickly, and I told her because we renovated it, we staged it, we spent the extra money in the areas that we need to spend money at to get that high return and make it a very desirable property. And lo and behold, it held out. We got great offers at right where we needed them to do, appraised right where we needed to appraise, and we're getting it sold. But that's something you need to take into account when you're looking at these zip codes. You can't get away with subpar renovations or Home Depot materials on everything like you can down at that 200 to 250 price point because of just sheer supply and demand that people want a good house that's clean they can live in. They're fine with the Home Depot cabinets if you kind of or just refinish cabinets. But here in these zip codes, you're not going to get away with that because there's so much inventory and so many things to choose from. So keep that in mind. With that really concludes this month's market update. So like I mentioned, if you are listening to this too on the Investor's Journey podcast or stumbled this onto YouTube, definitely head over to primehomes.com and sign up and subscribe to the Investor's Digest where you can get PDF copies of this and a link to the YouTube to remember to tune in every month and check this out. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and feel free to email me at john@primehomes.com and check us out on social media. And remember to head over to theblacksheepopen.com and check it out and see if you guys are interested in playing. It's a great day, great cause, and a lot of fun. And as we will see you guys next.